Hi students, you're listening to the Victory Mentor East Youth Podcast. We hope that this message brings encouragement to your life. To hear more audio messages like these, log on to victorymentoreast.org. Now here's your message.
Right now, speaking about our series, Scene Zone. Okay, sino dito na nandito ka last week? Last week. Kung ba madami, alright? Yung iba, absent, attendance, alright? So, yung series natin is about when times that we can't comprehend, di natin maintindihan bakit ganito, okay? We've been talking about that. And last week, we talked about when I don't understand. Okay, tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Okay, mukha bang maintindihin yan? O di mo maintindihan, ba't ko katabi to, okay? Ba't ka ganyan, alright? Di kita maintindihan. And right now, we'll be talking about when it takes too long. That's it. Okay. When it takes too long. Diba? Ba't ang tagal? Diba? Kaya pala, tagal niya magsalita. Ay, nagets ka na! Okay. Yun, di nyo ba nag-guess? When it takes too long. Diba? What do you do when it takes too long? When it's taking you too long for the things that you have been praying for, the things that you've been wanting about, what are you going to do when it takes too long? Sino dito, pasensyoso ka? Okay, patient. Sino mga patient dito? Masasabi yung patient kayo, nakahiga ganun sa ospital. Okay. So, gano'n, may dextrose. Alright? Dextrose sa ilong. No? Doon nakatusok. Joke lang. So, dito mga patient, makita ko nga. Meron ako kilala, patient siya. Studyante siya ngayon sa TIP. Chinat niya yung ano niya, yung kaibigan niya. So, kinuha niya yung iPad niya. Chinat niya. Okay. Ganun siya mag-type Ewan kung bakit. Tapos, sabi niya, pare, nagawa mo na ba yung part mo sa project natin? Sa grupo niya. Tapos, scene zone, nakita niya na scene. 3:37 p.m. Tapos, okay lang, antayin ko. Okay, inantay niya. 6:47 na ng gabi. Okay, lain oras. Hindi ganun oras na ba? Sorry ha. 6:47 na, antay pa din siya. Sayo, okay lang, antayin ko hanggang nagkaganyan na siya. Taga niya nag-aantay. No? Pero pasensyoso siya, di ba? Tignan nyo naman. Nangalansay na, inagiw na, inaantay niya pa rin, di ba? So, may mga bagay na sobrang tagal, di ba? Ang tagal-tagal na tipong araw-araw lang, sa araw-araw nating pamumuhay, meron tayong mga bagay na hirap tayo mag-antay. Tama ba? It's taking too long. Kunyari, papunta dito, tama ba? Sino na traffic? Woo, di ba? Bakit? Ano meron doon? Diba? Ako, traffic ako! Tuwan-tuwa kayo. Diba? Na-traffic kayo, tapos, anong gusto mong gawin? Di ba nasa jeep ka? Tagal, no? Bayad ka na. Nakita mo, traffic, buti nakasakay ka na. Bayad ka na. Tapos, tagal nun, sukli mo. Boss, sukli. Nigit mo na, no? Boss, sukli. Tapos, sabi sa'yo, bakit? Magkano, binagbayad ka na ba? Oo, nag-abot ako. Eh, yun yung bayad niya. Ay, bayad mo ba yun? Ay, hindi pala. Tapos, ang tagal, di ba? Anong gagawin mo sa jeep? Diba? Gusto mo na bang umalis? Tapos, tatakbuhin mo na lang? When it's taking too long, ganun ba yung gusto mong gawin? Tatakbo ka na lang. Kasi, ang tagal eh. Okay, tatakbuhin ko na from Cubao hanggang dito. Makadating lang sa youth service. Okay. Layo, no? Sa LRT. Sino nag-LRT araw-araw? Mandaming tao sa umaga. Anong gusto mong gawin? Pagka, ano, ang tagal, di ba, sa pila, pipila ka dun sa ganunan, sa baryahan para mabilis, di ba? Kasi exact amount dapat, tapos ang tagal nung nasa harap, oh. Yung piso niya, nalalaglag ulit, kasi bago. Tingnan mo, ang tagal, oh. Tingin ka naman dun. Punta ka sa kabila, pila ka na. Natapos na silang lahat, ikaw, nandun ka pa rin. Ano, gumagawa ka na sa sarili mong paraan, di ba? Kunyari, nandiyan ka sa KFC, o order ka. Ang tagal, di ba? Order ka ngayon, tapos pupunta ka sa kabila. Ma'am, dito lang po sa kabila yung order. Oh, sige, tingin ka dun sa TV, di ba? May TV dun, di ba? May ibang channel, hindi. Tingin ka. Tapos punta ka muna dun, punta ka sa upuan mo. Kasi pagbalik mo, wala pa rin yung number mo. Asa yung number ka? Sabi niyo 5 minutes. 5 minutes, 2 seconds na. 17 seconds na, wala pa yung pagkain ko. Panis na ba? Panis na yata. Tagal, nagagalit ka na, di ba? Pag nag-aantay ka. Kasi yung tagal. When tayo, honestly, lahat tayo dito, di ba, may mga kanya-kanya tayong level of patience kung gaano katagal yung inaantay natin. Isa pa, mahilig kayo mag-antay dito. Sino ba yung perfect para sa akin? Yee-hee! What? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, pare. Okay? Sino ba yung perfect sa atin? May kilala ko, antay siya ng antay. Okay? Lord, asan na yung prayer ko? Aantayin ko yung perfect woman para sa akin. Okay? Di na rin dumating. May isa pa, may kaibigan naman ako, si Becky. Si Becky, nag-aantay talaga siya nung para sa kanya, alright? Kaso hindi niya nakaya, when it takes too long, naiyak na lang siya. Diba? Tama na, Becky. Sabi, tama na, iyak, Becky. Wala pa din akong jowa, sabi ni Becky. So, ayun, nagbalat silang patatas. Alright? So, kaya doon na yung storya kung bakit sila naging best friends ni Sarah. When it's taking too long, what would we want to do? Diba? We tend to do it on our own way. Diba? We want instant answers. We want instant results. Why? Because we have been living in a world na sobrang fast-paced, di ba? Ang bilis na ng mundo natin ngayon. Kung kailangan mong i-message yung kaibigan mo, chat mo lang, instant message, that's it. Hindi mo na kailangan padala ng telegrama, babalik sa'yo 3 months after, di ba? Uy, hindi niya nagawa. 3 months after mo pa inantay. Pero kung gutom ka, ano pa? Instant noodles, di ba? Meron ka agad. Diba? Just add water, noodles na siya. Okay, kadiri. Kumain na ba kayo noon? Hindi lang yan. Fast food. Gusto mo mabilis na pagkain? Fast food. Punta ka agad. Order ka. Kuha mo na agad. Gusto mo ng mabilis na sagot sa research mo? Google. Di ba? Kilalang kilala niya si Google or Google. Okay? And ano pa? Meron naman pera. Gusto natin instant pera. Tama ba? Sino dito instant pera gusto mo? Lord, yung iba, nakita mo, ayaw nila. Sasali ng game show. Di ba? Sali silang game show, magsusugal. Hindi, I hope wag naman kayo magsugal. Sasali silang game show. Weight loss. Sino dito gusto mo mag-weight loss? Yung katabi mo. Kaya na-invento naman yung fit and right. Tama ba? Sino umiinom ka nun? Effective ba? Di ba? Yung tipong gusto mo. Gusto instant result, payat ka agad. Inom siya ng fit and right. Tinignan niya agad yung abs niya. No? Pwede. Pagawin natin yung gripo natin, fit and right. Okay? We want instant results. And travel, di ba? Sino nag-elevator? Sino nag-escalator? Di ba? Sino gumamit ng hagdan? O maniwala ako sa inyo, di ba? Kasi gusto nyo mas mabilis, gusto nyo paakyat, yung mas convenient, hindi masyado nakakapagod. Kasi we live in a fast-paced world that we have instant things for our convenience, mas mabilis ang sagot. Di ba? Imagine that. Kunwari, may mga nag-board exam ngayon. Kailangan ba 6 hours lang yung review? Hindi, 6 months. We can't do nothing about that. We can't do nothing about that. Kasi 6 months talaga. And dito, akala natin yung buhay natin, parang Coco Crunch, di ba? Alam niyo yung kwento ng Coco Crunch, di ba? Yung poof, it became Coco Crunch. Ayun na. Gusto mo ba gano'n? Yung tipong, ay gusto ko maging karelasyon to. Wala nang courtship, pagtitigan nyo, kayo na, no? Tayo na. Diba? Love mo na ako, love din kita. Okay. Ganun lang, nagkatingin na lang. Gusto mo, ganun ka-instant. Pero actually, since we have been living in this kind of world, napakabilis ang mga pangyayari, yung tendency natin to wait for things, bumababa na rin. Yung tolerance natin for waiting, for patience, bumababa na. Kasi nasanay tayo, instant lang ng instant, nandyan ka agad. Even in the same way when you pray to God, sometimes you want instant results. Tama ba? Lord, ba't hindi na lang mahil yung nanay ko? Kailangan pa lang ipag-pray to week after week, day after day. Lord, ba't di ka na lang mag-provide sa tuition ko? Ba't di pa pwedeng lumabas na lang yung pera, tumubo sa banyo namin, kung saan? Di pa pwedeng lumabas na lang? Lord, ang tagal ko nang pinag-pray tong subject kong to, Lord. Nakatatlong take na ako. Tatlong taong take na ako. Wala pa rin. Lord, ba't di pa rin ako makapag-aral? Ang tagal ko na nag-aantay, Lord. Ba't di ka makapag-provide sa akin? Lord, ang tagal ko na naghahanap ng trabaho, Lord. 3 days na. 3 days and 2 years. Oh, kala nyo, ha? Matagal talaga. Di pa rin siya makahanap. You've been praying for these things, pero sometimes, ganun din tayo kay God, we want instant results. But when it's time for us to wait, what do we do? if there's a situation that we have to wait on what God is going to do, or we have to wait for an answer, what is the Bible telling us? Go to Habakkuk, chapter 2. Kilala nyo na siya, di ba? Si Habakkuk, di ba? Habakkuk, kukakula. Sabi ni Pastor Jeff, di ba? So, dito, chapter 2, chapter 1, pinag-usapan natin last week, and doon, nag-pray na siya. Yung concern niya, yung plea niya, yung lahat ng injustices na nakikita niya, pinag-pray niya, challenge niya si God, he prayed about it. Now, he's waiting for an answer. And while waiting for an answer, this is what he has resolved to do. Kasi kahit siya, naiinip din siya. Sabi niya dito, chapter 2, verse 1, I will take my stand at my watch post and station myself on the tower and look out to see what he will say to me and what I will answer concerning my complaint. And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Let's pray before we continue. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you, God, that we would just hear from you. Holy Spirit, speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Alright, so titignan natin doon sa Habakkuk chapter 2. Ngayon, nagpakita na si, dinedeclare na ni Habakkuk yung faith niya kay God. Ano yung gagawin niya? Now, I've prayed to you. Now, I'm waiting for your answer, my God, for all these prayers and concerns. Now, Lord, what should I do? Or this is what I will do. And God answered as well. But three things that we can learn about this. Number one, okay, balik tayo sa verse. I will take my stand at my watchpost, station myself on the tower. Titignan natin, stand at my watchpost. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Okay? Stand at my watch post is telling us to wait proactively. Wait proactively. Alam nyo ba yon? For example, these people, okay? Sino nakakita na kayo ng ganyan? Diba? Nakapunta na sa Rizal Park, for example. Nakita kayo ng ganyan, diba? These are guards or what you call sentinel. Sentinel who sila mismo yung nagbabantay dun sa statwa or sa rebulto niya ni Rizal kasi baka umalis. Okay. Para pag umalis, pipigilan nila. Oh, isa ka pumunta. Dito ka, tayo ka pa, trabaho. Okay. So, so, ayan yung ginagawa nila. Waiting proactively is like this. Stand on my watch post, sabi ni Habakkuk. And standing on my watch post, in military sense, ito naman yung ginagawa nila, parang ganito, sinasabi dyan, is taking their post. Standing on their post. Or taking guard. Alright? Sinasabi, stand on my watch post, take my post. Yun yung pag sinabi ng isang sentinel, I will take my post, and that is a guard on duty. A guard on duty is not someone na walang ginagawa. Alam mo yun, tipong nakaganyan sila, di ba? Binabantayan nila si Rizal, titignan nila, umalis na ba, hindi pa may paparating, okay. O, hindi sila nakatunga nga doon, no? Tinginan sila, di ba? O, patagalan tayo, walang ano, o, nangangati ka na, nangangati, okay. Hindi sila ganun. But what they are doing, okay, they are a guard on duty. They are taking their post, standing at their post. May ginagawa sila. They are guarding something. Guarding Rizal. Alright? I'm not sure, or hindi ko siya nabasa, hindi ko siya mahanap kung bakit kailangan man dun. Pero to pay tribute or respect to our national heroes park. Okay? Kung ano man yan. Okay, park. Or yung sa flowers, ewan ko, baka may pumitas. But what they are doing, they will make sure walang lalapit dun and they are alert. Pag may lumapit, they will kill it. No, hindi naman. No. Pipigilan lang nila. Okay. Ganun siya. They are doing something. Okay? Hindi sila nakatunga nga doon. Walang ginagawa. For example, sa PIP, magpagpasok ko doon, minsan may mga marine kang makikita doon, nakaganun. Diba? Hindi sila walang ginagawa. Uy, mga nakatayo. Oh, diba? Ba't sila tatayo doon? Hindi. They are guard on duty. They are doing something. They are proactively waiting. They're not just standing there, but they have something to do. Okay? Another is, this guy, kilala niyo ba to? Niyo kilala yan? Si Waiter. Si Waiter. Alright. So, ang waiter, sino nakita na ng waiter? Okay. Hindi pa. Ang waiter, alright, ang waiter, its job is to wait. And for a waiter, okay, it means to serve. To wait is to serve. Alright? To wait for them is not just, di ba, hindi mo naman sila makikita, upo sila doon, nagte-text, di ba? Uy, ma'am, table 42? Sige, doon kayo. Order kayo doon, no? Tapos kunin nyo doon yung pagkain. Di ba? Ma'am, luto na daw. Punta kayo sa kusina, okay? Tapos hindi sila ganun. Pero they're on the lookout. Tama ba? Pagpasok mo pa lang, di ba? Papasok ka, nandiyan yung waiter. Ma'am, table for how many? Pasok ka naman. 282? Okay, 282. Pasok ka, 282 naman ngayon, no? Sasahig po kayo. Pero, ano yung ginagawa ng waiter, di ba? Nakita ka ba ng waiter? Gumagano sila. Titingin-tingin sila. Oops. Ano po yun? Ah, pwede na ba? Pwede na. Pwede na mag-waiter. They will come to serve you. They're on the lookout. Who can I serve in this area? That is waiting proactively. To wait is to serve for waiters. God wants you to be a sentinel and a waiter as well. You are on the guard, standing on your post, and waiting and serving God. Standing on your post, why? Because you are guarding your faith in Jesus Christ. And serving, because I am serving God. I will worship Him. Kaya sabi nung kanta, ang ganda, di ba? I will serve you while I'm waiting. I will worship while I'm waiting. Hindi siya nagkaroon ng liway na, alis muna ako, wala pang answer, Lord. And you know what? When you get out of your post, what happens is, pero honestly, to tell you, nakaka-tempt nga naman talaga umalis sa post mo. Diba, pag nag-aantay ka, ano bang gusto mo? Diba, for example, may nag-aantayan kayo, kitaan kayo, diba? Pero 4 p.m. na, wala pa rin sila. Okay, kitaan nyo, 4 a.m. ng umaga. Tapos, andun ka pa din. Ano gagawin mo? Aalis ka na, mauna ka na, diba? It's tempting to do that. Pero for us, when we wait on God, we wait for His answer, we stand on our post. Pero minsan natitempt tayo. Alam mo, pag lumabas ka dun, that's when sin and compromise happens to you. It turned out na dito kasi, hindi maganda yung feeling ko. Ang tagal, nag-wait ako eh. Pero alam mo, pag lumabas ka, mas hindi maganda yung feeling mo. You got out of God's will for you. Mas lalo ka lang maliligaw. But when the Bible tells you to stand on your post, stand on your post. Whatever I'm waiting for, whatever answer I'm waiting for you, from my God, I will just be here. I will serve Him. I will read my Bible while I'm waiting for my grades to be resurrected. I will study my Bible. When I'm waiting for my provision, I will pray. While I am waiting for my future family, I will serve God. While I'm waiting for the job that God wants for me, I will worship Him. I will praise Him. Hindi ka umaalis. It's as if sinasabihan mo si Lord, "Ops, Lord, bala ka muna. Ako, dito muna ako. Tagal mo sumagot. Babalik na lang ako pag answered na po." It's not that way. Don't leave your post. Wait proactively on God. Don't leave your post. Stand on your ground and just wait on God. Habakkuk 2, chapter 2, verse 1 still. Station myself on the tower. Stand at my watch post and station myself on the tower. Alam niyo yung tower? Yung pagka, ay, nakaka-tower talaga to. Okay? Tower. Ano yung tower? Ito yung tower. Ay, ito yung sinasabi niya, wait perspectively. Kasi pag nasa tower ka, di ba? Why wait perspectively? Kasi ito yung tower. This picture was shot sa labas ng bahay namin. Tapos, okay, ito, dito ako, kada umaga, diyan ako nagko-kung fu, di ba? Tapos pag nakakita ko ng magnanakaw, dun ko sila, ano, in a tower, you see everything, di ba? You see at a higher level. Hindi mo kita sa baba, kita mo sa tower. Tama ba? For example, lahat tayo ganito. Sige. Wala akong gagawin sa inyo. List lang. Lahat, okay? Pag di siya nakaganto, ganunin mo. Okay, ganito. Tapos alam niyo yung clockwise? Clockwise. Ayun, doon. Tingnan niyo doon sa digital natin. Okay, clockwise. Ganun, okay? Paikuti mo clockwise. Clockwise. Okay na? Clockwise. Turuan mo yung katabi mo, ha? Tapos ibaba mo dahan-dahan hanggang sa makita mo siya from taas. Ano na siya? Ano na siya? Counterclockwise. It's a different perspective. Diba? So tama na, okay na. Mamaya, paglabas nyo, gawin nyo, or pag uwi nyo, basta tago nyo muna. Tapos pag uwi mo, oy! Okay, listen. From above, it looks like clockwise. But when I look from under, it looks like clockwise. But when you look from above, it's counterclockwise. It's a different perspective. Alright? So tama na. Okay, nakikita ko pa iba. Okay. Tago nyo, ano sabi ko? Tago nyo, okay? Hindi mo ano, sa bag mo, lagay mo. Okay, tama na. Ayan. It's a different perspective. You see things from a higher level. Pag umangat ka dito, di ba? Aba, may paparating. Ganun sila nun. Nakikita nila, they can guard these things sa loob nila, sa castle namin, katulad yan, okay? Nag-guard nila yun kasi they can see kung may mga masasamang loob na papalapit, they can guard it. They can prepare for it. You see things from a different perspective pag nasa taas ka. On a level of above. For example, this hamster, okay? To continue on with my illustration, hamster, okay? Sino may hamster ka? Ako, ayoko niyan. Takot ako sa daga. Okay? Yung hamster na to, ito yung mundo niya, okay? Sa cage niya, ayan lang yung mundo niya. So, sa mundo niya, okay, makikita mo, meron siyang yung lapag niya, meron siyang exercisean, okay, meron siyang tubigan, meron siyang hapagkainan. Ito yung mundo niya. Pero sa mundo niya, mapapansin mo, ang problema kasi dyan, walang pagkain. Ang hamster na yan, concerned siya sa sarili niya kasi wala siyang pagkain. Siyempre, gutom siya, di ba? Tapos, ikaw kunyari yung may-ari, cute-cute ng hamster, di ba? Tapos, kung siguro nagsasalita yung hamster, wala akong pagkain. Gutom ako. Huwag mo kausapin, please lang. Kita mo ba? Walang pagkain, oh. Gutomin kaya kita. Pero, kita mo yung gano'n lang. Pero, galit yun. Kasi walang pagkain. So, imagine, eto lang yung mundo niya. Okay? Imagine, eto lang yung mundo niya. Eto lang yung ginagalaw niya. What he's just concerned about is his food. Pero hindi niya alam na sa labas ng mundo niya, may mas malaki pang mundo ng Robinson's Metro East. Diba? Hindi niya alam, may second floor, may third floor, may grocery, hindi niya alam. Ang concern niya lang, basta yung pagkain ko, lagyan mo. Pero hindi niya alam, may concern pa siya sa mas malaking mundo. Meron pang mas malaking mundo. Hindi lang yan. Yung Robinson's Metro East, part ng Metro East. May Marikina, Antipolo, Kainta, at kung ano pang nakagili. Diba? Hindi niya naman alam na may Cubao. Diba? And itong part na to, ng place na to, may mas malaki pang part. Manila. Part pa siya ng mas malaking mundo. Tapos concern niya lang yung pagkain. Eh Manila, part ng Pilipinas. Mas malaking mundo pa. Pilipinas, part ng Asia. Galing nyo. Yung Asia, may mas malaking mundo pa. Which is yung mundo talaga. Hindi alam ng hamster, concern niya lang yung pagkain ko, lagyan mo. Pero hindi niya alam yung mundo, mas malaki pa. Yung perspective niya, nandun lang sa mundo niya. Minsan, para tayong hamster. Lord, yung prayer ko, sagutin mo. Please. Ito lang yung concern natin. Wala akong pakialam sa prayers na ibabasas. Lord, yung prayers ko, sagutin mo. Para tayong hamster. Nandun lang tayo sa maliit na mundo natin. Tapos, ito lang yung concern natin. Pagkain natin. But God, He's God. He has an above perspective from heaven. Way above. After the earth, more galaxies. Si God, kita niya lahat. Sabi natin kanina, from a tower, there's a different perspective. When it's from God, it's way more different perspective. Kasi siya, He is from above. He sees everything. Minsan sasabihin mo, Lord, concerned ka ba talaga sa akin? Pinaparusahan mo ba ako? Kaya ang tagal ng prayer ko? Hindi. Sabi ni Lord, relax ka lang. I know what you are going through. God knows what you are going through, what your concern is about. But what God is, the Bible is asking us to do today is we go to a tower. Ask God in humility na, Lord, sa maliit kong mundo, allow me to go up on a tower and see things in a different perspective. yung perspective mo. Bring me to a tower. Because why? Why does God want us to do that? Because God wants us to rely on Him alone and wait on Him. Sa Kanya lang. God sees what things are going through and what's your concern, but we have to see things differently so that we don't blame God. What God wants us to do is to trust Him and ask Him in humility, na Lord, I don't know everything. Hindi ko talaga alam lahat. I don't know what's happening around me. I don't know why is it taking too long for my answer, for my prayer to be answered. Pero Lord, I will trust you. Allow me to see in your perspective, Lord, na you are in control. Kita mo lahat. I'm good because I trust you. And you will rely on Him. In kahit sa maliit na mundo mo, you will rely on God. Ano yung concerns ng mundo mo ngayon? God sees that. And allow God to take you into a perspective na nakakaiba. Na makikita mo, Lord, thank you dahil you are in control. That's why He is Lord of all. He is in control. In a different perspective, you will fully rely on God. Na parang sinasabi, even though it's hard for me to understand what's been happening and why is my prayer nadidelay, I will keep on trusting you. That's a different perspective. In Habakkuk, in verse 3, and the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. This is God speaking to Habakkuk, speaking to all of us here today. That if it seems slow, parang mabagal, it will wait for it. It will surely come. Sabi dito, plainly, wait patiently. Hindi na to bago sa inyo, tama? Pag sinabing wait, dapat patient. Hindi yung passionate, okay? Wait. Tagal-tagal. Diba? Yung tipong murder ka na, tagal. Ako na nga kukuha niyan, manok na yan. Hindi, patiently. Stay there. God is in control. Sometimes we get disappointed na bakit wala pa rin yung prayers ko, wala pa rin sagot. Because we think na baka ano na, wala na. Baka wala na talaga. Or hindi na ito mangyayari, Lord. We get disappointed because we think that God's delay is God's denial. Been praying for healing, for a family member, for yourself, for provision, for you to graduate, for you to have a job. Been praying for everything, anything, but we think that, Lord, kalimutan mo na ba ako? Or wala na ata talaga ito eh. This is a disappointment to us na minsan inaakala natin, God's delay is God's denial. But the truth is this, God's calendar and timetable is different from ours. Magkaiba lang yung kalendaryo at orasan natin kay God. Yes, you have timetable or goal set na dapat ganito, ganito, successful na ako nito, pero God's calendar and plan for you is different. It is different. And when we say patiently, you wait on God. God is not slow, okay? Hindi rin siya nakaligtaan. Uy, naku, kalimutan ko, may anak pala ako dito. Okay? Hindi ganun si Lord. He has a timing for you. Perfect and beautiful. That is from God. That's why He is asking you to wait patiently. Wait patiently on anything or any prayer that or concern that you have, you wait patiently. For example, si Joseph the Dreamer. Kilala niyo si Joseph the Dreamer? If you're not familiar with him, he's a character in the Bible, in the Old Testament, wherein he had dreamt na may stars na nagbabow down sa kanya. Okay? And yung interpretation niya doon, since he can interpret dreams, yung mga brothers niya, babaw down sa kanya kasi he will be a ruler. Okay? Tapos sinabi niya sa mga brothers niya, okay? Okay, nakita ko yung plano ni Lord sa akin. Babaw down kayong lahat sa akin. Okay, medyo mayabang pa siya anyway. Pero sabi, sige ha. Okay, babaw down pala kami. Benta ka nga namin. Okay, binenta siya. Alright, binenta siya. Naging miserable yung buhay niya. Pero he found favor. Nakitaan siya ng favor. Galing kay Pharaoh. Ginawa siyang manager. From being a manager, na-set up siya ng wife ni ng wife ng Pharaoh, ni Potiphera, tapos naging slave. Lord, asa na yung sinasabi mong plano mo sa akin na magbabow down sa akin to? I be a ruler. After that, years of being slave, he interpreted the dream of Pharaoh, and then, boom, he became second in power. Thank you. Second in power to Pharaoh. Imagine that. Tapos nandun na siya, 20 years after binenta siya, dun niya lang ulit nakita yung mga brothers niya. 20 years. For him, siguro nag-aatitingin siya, Lord, tagal. Pero for the rest of the time that he was suffering, God was with him. When he was waiting, God was with him. In Abraham's life, ganun din. Among you here, you know Abraham, di ba? He's been Abraham and Sarah has been waiting for a baby, for a son. Sabi ni Lord, Lord promised, you will have a son. Tapos, 10 years na, wala pa din. 10 years na. Tapos, ginawa na nila ng paraan. Okay, Lord, ang tagal mo, sige, baka ito na yon, Lord. Gawa namin ng paraan. Okay? Nagkanak siya kay Hagar, which is Ishmael. Pero sabi ni Lord, actually, hindi pa yan. Hindi yan yung promise ko sa'yo. You will have a son, your very own, you and Sarah. And after 24 years from the time that God promised Abraham, and he was old, and iniisip niya, magkakaanak pa ba talaga ako? Tanda na siya, about 100. Si Sarah, 75. Tanda na sila, pero magkakaanak pa ba? Pero that time, since God promised, 24 years after God has promised a child for them, then there's Isaac. Iba yung kalendaryo ni Lord. Iba yung kalendaryo ni Lord sa kanila. Know why? Because, sabi dito ni Lord, di ba? If it seems slow, wait for it. Iba yung kalendaryo niya. It will surely come. When God says in your life, He has a promise. Sino may promise si God sa inyo? You know in your heart, God has a promise to you. It will surely come. It will not delay. God is on time. He knows what He is doing and i-answer niya yan. That's why wait on God. You wait on God. Not only Joseph and Abraham, but even a student I've talked to recently, sabi niya, he's been praying that my dad would come home. My dad would come home na kasi from grade 3, from elementary, he's been cheating on my mom. Tapos, iniiwan niya kami. Minsan, pupunta lang siya sa amin. Siguro, kamusta yung kami. Tapos, alis na din. When he met Christ, for 2 years, he has been praying for his dad. Imagine, ngayon, college na siya. Ngayon, Kristiyano siya, high school. Tapos, ngayon, college na siya, pinagpipray niya. And imagine, pinagpipray niya to for 2 years, nangyayari for so many years, and siguro kahit hindi niya pa nakimimit si Christ, alam ko, ayun yung ano niya, yung cry niya, sana Lord umuwihin dad ko. Na wala lang ganito, mabubuo kaming pamilya. And guess what? After that, when he prayed for it 2 years after he has written it, and hindi lang basta 2 years for the rest of their life na hindi niya nakakasama yung dad nila, ngayon kasama na nila. All has been well. Iba yung kalendaryo ni God. Pero He is there, He will not delay. It will happen. What are the things that you have been praying for lately? Not just lately. Last year? 3 years ago? 20 years ago? I believe you are praying for something and sometimes it's just delayed. Pero don't worry because just wait on God. And what wait on God means, kanina pa natin ito sinasabi, wait on God is not actually waiting for what. Not more of a what. But waiting for someone. A who? That's why wait on God. You are waiting for someone. You are waiting on God. For example, just like that student he mentioned. Diba? Probably inaantay niya pag nung bata pa siya, pag dumating yung dad niya, "Uy, dad ko, andito!" Celebrate. Nakita ka na ba ng batang gano'n pag umuwi yung dad? "Uy, dad! Nandiyan na siya!" Personally, for my life as well, ganun din. We were waiting for our dad, probably 3 years ago, to come home. And then, kasi nag-work siya abroad. And for about more than three years, he has been working abroad. Pero the very time na umalis siya, pinag-pray na namin na sana umuwi siya. Lord, uwiin dad ko. been praying, praying, and praying. Pero when time came, na nagkaroon na ng balita, yes, uwi na yung dad ko. Di namin alam kung kailan, pero nagsabi siya, more than three years later, uwi na siya. Tapos, ayun na, mukhang answer na yung prayer ko. 3 months na, wala pa rin yung tatay ko. Sabi niya, uwi na siya. Ba't wala pa rin? Tagal naman niya, sunduin ko na siya, lumipad na. Tapos, tagal niya eh. Pero, isang umaga, pagising ko, hadta ko almusal, tapos pagtingin ko sa pinto, tatay ko, nandiyan na. Takbo ngayon kami. Tapos ako, punta ako dun sa bagahe niya. Ano yun? Saan yung pasalubong mo, dad? Saan yung pasalubong? Ba't wala? Diba? Hindi. Actually, we ran to him. We hugged him. It was him whom we were waiting for. Siya yung inaantay namin. Hindi yung pasalubong niya. Let me ask you a question. Are you waiting on God or what He has for you? This is what it means when you wait on God. You are waiting for a person, God Himself, not for what He has for you. Yes, you have prayers. God knows that. You have concerns. You have concerns, but God knows that as well. But He is asking you to wait on Him. Wait on Him. Not on what I have for you. Yes, what I have for you is good. But you know what? We all have to wait on God. We all have to wait on God, a person, not for what He has in store for you. That's why it says here, look, chapter 12, 35 to 37, stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast so that they may open the door to him. And once he comes and knocks, once the master comes, blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will dress himself, the master will dress himself for service and have them recline at the table, and he will come and serve them. Now what? Wait on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is delighted whenever you wait for him because he wants to be with you. And when time comes that Jesus comes back again, ito yung sabi niya, he will dress himself for service, to serve you, to love you, to take you home, to always be with you, to enjoy you, to love you, just be with you, serve you. Sabi dito. How delightful is that? A God, yung bumuo ng heaven and earth, creator of heaven and earth, will serve me? Yes, actually, He has already served us when He has died on the cross for us. Jesus Himself has served you, but He will come to serve you again and serve you for eternity because He loves you. He wants you. That's why you wait on Jesus Christ. Blessed are those who waits on Him. And you know what? God has been waiting for you. The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness. Sometimes, ganito yung pakiramdam. But God Himself is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. You know what? God is waiting on you as well. On all of us. Because He loves us. He wants to be with you. That's why in every day, every decision, every unanswered prayer is already an answered prayer in Him and according to His timetable. That's why you can wait on Him. Wait proactively. Serve Him while waiting on Him. Wait perspectively. Waiting in a sense that you have His perspective, understanding that He is in control, and waiting on Him patiently. Waiting on Jesus Christ Himself. Yung gagalaw siya. Hindi yung blessing niya, pero siya mismo. And when it's taking too long, just wait on God. Wait on God. If you have been a Christian for a long time now, or a short time, I don't know, but the Bible is telling us to wait on Him. Wait on Him. Sometimes, mamimiss out natin yun. Pag sobrang overwhelmed ka na ng mga nangyayari sa paligid mo, sa mundo, sa school mo, sa bahay nyo, paglabas mo ng bahay, ganun din. Tapos, pe-pray ka, wala pa rin sagot. Wait on Him. Don't be consumed about that. Wait on God. Gagalaw si God. Action si God. Because He loves you and He is for you. And you and if you haven't surrendered your life yet to God, this verse is for you. I believe this is for you as well. That He is not slow to His promises. Probably, deep in your heart, may mga concern ka, pinagpe-pray ka. Pero alam mo, God is patient toward you. Because He doesn't want you to be out of His arms forevermore. That's why He is asking you, if you haven't surrendered your life to Christ yet, He's waiting on you. Come to me. Yun yung sinasabi niya. So that for the rest of your days, alam mo, you have a hope in Jesus Christ and you will wait on Him day after day until He comes back and you will be with Him forever. You will not perish. You will be with Him forever. Because why do you wait on God? Whenever you wait on God, you are not waiting in vain. Hindi ka nag-aantay sa wala. God is sure He will not delay. If He says it will happen, it will happen. When it's taking too long, wait on God. Can I invite everyone to bow down? Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you, God, that at times, Lord, na nahirapan kami magantay, natatagalan kami, or it seems like, Lord, parang is this prayer will still be answered. Lord, put it on in our hearts right now for the rest of our days to wait on you. To wait on you. Not on your blessing. Thank you, God, that it gives us a security na kahit hindi ma-answer yung prayer namin, it's okay because ikaw mismo, Jesus, dadating ka dito and forevermore, we will be with you. No more hate, no more pain, no more suffering, and no more sadness because we are with you forever. And I want to pray for a specific group of people. Kung kayo, you've been praying for so long. You've been praying for a specific thing. Probably a healing for your family member, yourself. Praying for provision. You're praying for restoration of family. You're praying for restoration, probably you between a friend. You're praying for this kind of things that concerns you. School, but hindi pa rin nakapag-aral? But hindi ako nakaka-graduate? Lord, antagal ko naman makahanap ng trabaho. Would you just raise your hand right now and allow God and just in humility, ask God. Ask God to give you a heart to wait proactively that would serve Him always while waiting. Personally, pray your own prayer, asking Him, Lord, bring me to a tower that I may see what you see and I may understand that I may trust you because I know that you see everything from above. That is who you are. Lord, allow me to wait patiently on the things that I've been praying for. I know you will not delay and it will surely come because you are our God. You are in control. You are Lord. Thank you that you are our Father. Hindi mo kami nakakalimutan bilang anak mo. Thank you, God. Would you put your hands down? I want to pray for the next group of people. If sabi ko kanina, if you haven't surrendered your life to Christ yet, God is actually waiting on you. Not wanting you to perish, but waiting for you to repent and accept Him as your Lord and Savior. So that one from now on, you will have a hope that one day when Jesus comes, I will wait on Him until He comes and takes me back home to Him forever with Him. Would you raise your hand if you want to surrender your life to Christ and wait on Him? So you know what? Waiting on God means trusting Him, your life here and after. Would you raise your hand if you want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior? Raise your hand. That's you. I see those hands. Keep them raised. Taas nyo lang yung mga kamay nyo. I see that hand over here. Please raise your hand if that's you. You want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. See those hands here. You want a security na meron kang aantayin. Si Jesus Christ yun. Iuwi ka niya. And forever you will be with Him. Can we all stand up right now? And let me invite you, those of you, itinaas nyo yung kamay mo, itinaas nyo yung kamay nyo, would you come here on front? We want to pray for you. We want to lead you in prayer of accepting Christ as Lord and Savior. Can we give God praise for these people? For those of you, yung mga nagtaas ng kamay dito, it's okay. You can come here. We want to pray for you. And we want to lead you in prayer to accept God, to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Even if hindi mo tinaas yung kamay mo, pero you know in your heart, you haven't surrendered your life to Christ yet. I don't know if this is your first time here or if you've been coming. Just come here. Just come here. We will pray together for accepting Christ as Lord and Savior. Anyone else? It's okay. We can take time because this is very important. This is between you and God. And this is for your salvation in Him. You can come here while we pray as well. For those of you nandito kayo sa harap, let me tell you that this will be the best decision that you will do in your life. Kami rin dito, most of us here, we've done this. We've said this prayer and our life was not the same again. Kasi alam namin nandito na si Lord. Sama namin siya at inaantay namin siya so that we could be with Him forever. We can all be with Him. It starts with this prayer. Say it out loud after me, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for what you have done on the cross for me. Thank you that you have died for my sins. And I repent of all the things that I have committed against you. I commit to you my life from now on. And I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And thank you for the gift of eternal life that I receive from now. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's just pray for them. Pag-pray muna namin kayo, alright? Father in heaven, thank you for these young men and women who came here, just accepted you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will have the security of being with you forever. Thank you, God, that they would continue in their faith and just know you more and more for the rest of their days, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Wag muna kayong aalis, alright? There will be people. They are part of, they would just tell you and explain to you ano yung next step on this decision na ginawa ninyo. Okay? Can we just raise your hands as we pray? Father in heaven, thank you for your goodness, your love, and thank you for everything, God, that we can rely on you. We can wait on you always. For all the things that we have been praying for, it's yes and amen in Jesus Christ. And we pray, God, that we would always trust you and believe in you. And Lord, we pray that we will wait on you, God. Thank you, God, that throughout the week, you will make us a blessing to other people. Teach us to be a blessing to other people. And we pray, God, that you would protect us as we go home. And we pray that for safety for everyone. We pray for all the students here who has been finishing all their requirements, their theses, preparing for exams for probably next week. We pray, Lord God, that they would be secure in you, Lord God. All the grace, strength, they need resources, it will be from you, Lord God. Provision, it will be from you. And we pray that you shower all these blessings upon them and that they would wait on you always and would honor you always in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless all of you. See you again next week and invite your friends and your classmates.